Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. We have breaking news, pretty big breaking news.
Breaking news now.
Our next guest, the governor of the great state of South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem. It's her birthday today. Anyway, we welcome back to the program South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Governor, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's wonderful. Now I can say that Sean Hannity played the happy birthday song for me. It's fantastic.
You know, I'm not a person that actually likes birthdays. I don't like birthdays at all. Once you have a certain amount of them, you kind of get sick of them after a while. What do you like? And then I tell my family, you see, my birthday is 5 days after Christmas. And all I tell my family is, all I want is a Betty Crocker cake, a vanilla cake with that canned vanilla icing. That's all I want for my birthday. And then they always try to turn it into something elaborate that I always find out ahead of time. And I try to cancel ahead of time. And I know they're trying to be nice, or they give me something that I don't need or want anyway. I mean, I'm the worst person to buy stuff for. I'm like, oh, thank you. Here, James, you want this to my brother-in-law? But what are you doing for your birthday? Anything special?
You sound like a lot of fun, Sean. Well, what I do is I turn.
I agree. I'm not a lot of fun.
Right. I turn mine into a birthday month. So we just celebrate the whole month, and we don't do anything big. I don't like big parties either, and I hate surprises. I'm one of those people that. Please don't ever surprise me with anything. So, I just talk about it for a month, and then they're so sick of me talking about it that then they just don't really want to have a big party either. And it's just a lot of
little. So it's like, at that point, it's anticlimactic, right?
Exactly. Then it's not that big of a deal. And then there's.
See, but you just turned 39. You know, once you hit 50, and I had a big blowout for my 50th birthday, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, well,
I think at 50, you just in your mind, you stay there mentally, spiritually, emotionally, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Boy, I'm going to try really hard to dial back time here because I'm 52 today, which for me seems like I should not even be close to that number. So,
well, you're not. So you're doing pretty well. All right. Let me ask you this. First, let me play Kamala Harris refusing to comment on TikTok. And, of course, our giggling vice president starts giggling at the end of the question out of, I think it's a nervous habit she has, but we'll get your take on it. Listen.
You don't have a specific view on TikTok itself?
I'm not commenting on it.
Are you on TikTok yourself?
I'm not.
Are you not like
but
a voyeur?
Many of the
voyeur?
People in my family are, I'll tell you that.
And you tell them to get off?
You know, you can tell young people in your family all kinds of things to do.
All right. You have been in the forefront, really, of trying to warn people that TikTok is, in fact, a spy mechanism of the communist Chinese. Now, others have been saying it, but nobody's been saying it as loudly as you, as often as you.
Yeah,
is it something the Chinese spy on the Americans with?
Absolutely. 1,000% it is. It is a tool that they are using to undermine the United States of America, and they will continue to gather more and more information and manipulate Americans' thoughts and perceptions in order to control us. So we were the first state to ban it. Since then, I think 30 states have banned TikTok on government devices. Even the federal government has taken action to do so. That's what was so puzzling by her answer, is she didn't give an answer, which is strange because their administration has already taken action on it. And I thought it was especially interesting in that clip, too, how she can't even get her family to listen to her. So, you know, you kind of want a vice president that has influence and that when they talk, people listen and pay attention. And she doesn't even have that in her own family members.
So we're in Alpharetta tonight, and we're doing our big blue state, red state debate. Maybe you could do one in the future against the governor of your choice. Maybe is there anybody in mind that you would like to debate?
Oh, I think Whitmer's done a terrible job up there in Michigan. I can't even figure out what she's thinking. But, you know, I think it'll be fantastic to watch you guys tonight and to watch Governor DeSantis and Governor Newsom contrast the policies, because that is what is unprecedented that we have right now going on in this country, is that we for years have talked about liberal policies, conservative policies. We now have concrete examples of the effect of those policies on people's lives. And so I'm hopeful that they will just roll out the exact lifestyle that people in their states are living, because 99 out of 100 people, if they really knew what it was like and what it could be like living in a state like South Dakota or Florida, they would choose our states over California every day. I get that they got great weather. I agree that it's beautiful out there, but the rest of it is just tragic, what he has done to that state and what liberal policies have done to that state.
You know, I think this is a debate that people need to have. I don't think people fully grasp or understand how profound it is that on the state level, the local level, the impact that politicians and laws and rules and regulations can have on people's lives. And governor, I mean, you know, as a governor, that had you taken, for example, a very different posture on something like COVID, it would have been an entirely different experience for the people of your state. You did not shut anything down. Granted, you don't have a population, say, the size of New York City or Los Angeles or whatever, but it doesn't matter. You made a decision to do it one way, and it impacted people's lives. And I think, you know, we tend to get caught up with what the federal government's doing all the time, but what's happening on the state and local level matters a lot also.
Absolutely. And we still have parts of our state that are extremely populated and that are relevant to what it looks like in parts of those larger cities. I would just say, Sean, I hope one thing you ask these governors tonight, and especially Governor Newsom, where did he think he had the authority to decide that? In his job description, which should come from his state constitution and the U.S. Constitution, did he have anybody in his office that ever said to him, wait a minute, Governor, you don't have the legal authority to do that. You don't have the legal authority to close down that business? Because from what they did, they literally opened up the door for those business owners and those people to sue them as a governor and as a state for a taking of their business, and opened up the taxpayers of their state to billions of dollars worth of legal liabilities. They could have bankrupted California and these other states by the decisions that they made. And did they really grasp the monumental things they were doing that were far beyond their scope of just being governor of their state?
Well, think about, for example, California is a sanctuary state. I'm sure this will come up tonight. And as a result, by the way, starting in, I believe, January, Medi-Cal is going to be available for every single person in the state. That means every illegal immigrant. But right now, it's a sanctuary state. We have governors all over the country. Governor from New York, the mayor of New York City, the governor of Illinois, and so many other blue states are very critical of Joe Biden's open border policies because it's costing the states a fortune. And again, that's like an unfunded mandate, right?
Absolutely. And because they have more people in Congress that represent their states, they go to D.C. and they ask the federal government to bail them out all the time, and they keep responding. So that's why you have to have strong people in the White House, in the executive branch, that can shut down the nonsense and recognize the consequences of these continuous bankrolling of liberal policies that's devastating our way of life. You're exactly
right. It really is. Now, one issue that you have paid attention to, and I've been paying a lot of attention to, I actually think we are probably the two most outspoken people in the country on this, and that is that we are watching Chinese nationals in droves buying up thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of our farmland, our ranch land, and land near military installations. You were on TV last night, and I said, well, it'd be nice if I could invest money in China if I ever wanted to and go over there and buy their farmland and land near their military installations, which we know they would never allow under any circumstances. Not that I would want it. But the point is, why would we let them? Isn't that a national security threat?
Yeah, definitely is. It definitely is. And we've seen Chinese companies come in and buy up our fertilizer and our chemical companies, our seed corn genetics. They're buying up our entire food supply chain. But now what they're doing by their dramatic increase, it's a 5,300% increase on purchasing of American land from 2010 to 2020. So in 10 years, over 5,300% increase on the amount of investment they've made in buying land. And a lot of this land is strategically being purchased by our national security interests, by our Air Force bases, our NSA buildings, our areas that we have our top secrets and our operations and three-letter agencies operating from. And it's to gather information on us on how to destroy us. So I sent Chairman Gallagher, who is the chairman of the Select Committee on China, a letter encouraging him to include his bill in the National Defense Authorization Act. I know the Senate took some action, but his bill is very strong. It would stop this kind of practice, not allow these six foreign countries that are our enemies to purchase up our land, and it would stop them from making that kind of an investment that would devastate our national security protections that we currently have. So it allows CFIUS the ability to review these transactions, which, if you remember, previously they said they didn't have the authority to do. And it also puts individuals on the CFIUS committee that have an agricultural background to really know if some of these purchases are tied to true research and investment or tied to the Communist China and their party on what they're doing as foreign adversaries of the government.
Let me ask you, I want to play for you another Joe Biden quote. He was at this speech in Colorado just the other day. And if you can decipher this for us, Governor, we'd really appreciate it. We're looking for interpreters.
But I am friends with your leader, Mr. Moon. We're a good guy. Here in Colorado, the wind turbine manufacturing Vistas is investing $40 million to expand its factory and hire an additional 1,000 employees. Solar manufacturer Meyer Burger is building a new solar cell factory just down the road in Colorado Springs. Instead of cutting them, or like Congressman Trump and Bob were wanting to do.
The political coverage. Look. Some of the political players and some of the... let me ask a rhetorical question. No, anyway.
I find it embarrassing. I feel embarrassed for our country. Mm-hmm. What do you feel when you hear that? And does that scare you? Because it scares me.
It does, because it clearly tells me he's not in charge. There's no way somebody who can't communicate a basic speech can be making decisions. So somebody else is making the decisions for him. He is in cognitive decline. I think it's tragic, tragic that the people around him are continuing to prop him up on a world stage in order to keep power. But it is having devastating effects on the strength of the United States of America. Every country knows right now, if this was a time, If this was a time to take bold action against the United States of America, you would certainly do it when you have someone in charge that can't even, you know, keep their thoughts together for more than an hour or two a day.
Unbelievable. All right, quick break, right back. More with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Your calls on the other side, 800-941-SHAWN. As we continue, we're in Alpharetta, Georgia for the big debate tonight. Ron DeSantis versus Governor Gavin Newsom. You don't want to miss it. 9 o'clock Eastern, set your DVR, Fox News, as we continue.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Hannity is on right now.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, we continue now with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is with us. Let me ask you this. With all the intellectual property theft and all of the unfair trade practices and the Chinese spy balloon incident and confronting our Air Force in international airspace and confronting our Navy in international waterways, and confronting our ally Taiwan constantly and saber rattling, why is Joe Biden doing nothing to the communist Chinese? I personally have to wonder if it's tied to the millions of dollars his family made from the communist Chinese and the CEFC energy conglomerate out of China. That's my thought. What are yours?
But it's not just that, Sean. It is big business, big banking. It is our investment portfolios are heavily invested in China. I've been asking Vanguard to develop a product that we could invest our state dollars and pension funds into that would take China out of the emerging markets fund. China's not an emerging market. It should be in a completely different fund and give us the opportunity to continue to deal in the stock market and in investments without, you know, funding China. But that's not what Vanguard is doing. We don't have the federal government taking action on that. I actually got my congressman to introduce a bill now in Congress. I think he did it today, that is going to force us to divest out of Chinese investments. We did that years ago on Iran and Sudan. Congress did it. It gave us as states the ability to completely divest out of these countries that hate us. And that is exactly what we need to do now. So I don't think it's just his family. I think it is a lot of these entities that have put all their eggs in China's basket, and they're worried financially about their own pocketbooks and not about the safety and security of the United States.
It's unbelievable. Governor, you do have a beautiful state. I've been there many, many times. I urge people to take a visit. I love your jobs program and your apprenticeship program. I hope it's going well. I think it's innovative, creative, out of the box. Anyway, we really appreciate you being with us, and also happy birthday, Governor.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It means the world to me. You have a great
day. All right, happy. You too. All right, 800-941-SEAN, our number. We are in Alpharetta, Georgia for tonight's big red state, blue state debate, Governor DeSantis versus Governor Gavin Newsom.
When we come back, more of the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Stay tuned. I see most of you want to talk about last night's debate, which I've got to be honest, I had a great time with. We'll get to our friend Joe Concha, who by far is the best media journalist in the country and the fairest and the only one that's not part of the, you know, X
you know, blue check mark Twitter cult, which is like basically a bunch of media. Oh, I'll follow you if you follow me. I'll retweet you if you retweet me. And it's all, you know, basically a bunch of mind numb mob media folks that all think the same. Joe actually usually has a contrarian point of view, which makes him stand out so much. Let me play a couple of cuts from last night. This is Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis debating the issue of taxes and debating the issue of closures during COVID. And then the next one, which I really tried to pin Gavin down on the issue of supporting a ban or where would he would support any law restricting abortion. And he just didn't really want to answer and ended with the decision should be up to the mother and her doctor, which means no restrictions. Listen.
California has lower taxes, more lower than 32 states for working families in the middle class, significantly lower taxes than places
that. That's
like
what
Texas.
You support a 6% income tax for
I'm against regressive taxes that advantage billionaires and millionaires over working families and the working poor. People in his state pay more taxes on the low end than we tax people on the high end.
How does paying $7 a gallon gas help working people? That doesn't help working people at all. How does paying an 8% sales tax help working people? That doesn't help working people at all. They have the highest taxes in the nation. People flee to be able to save money to get out of California. And you have working class people that move to these other states. Their dollars go much further. But here's the thing. They want to take this Bidenomics and they want to double down on this for the next 4 years. How many people are able to afford groceries now compared to what you were doing 3 or 4 years ago? I talked to people, you know, I talked to a woman who had a cart full of groceries going in and they're ringing it up. And it got to be so expensive, she has to take a lot of the stuff out. That didn't used to be the case. People used to be able to work hard and get ahead. That is not true under Joe Biden. And, you know, when I have people that come to Florida, they tell me, you know, you guys actually want us to succeed in Florida. And they feel like when they're in California, they don't want business to succeed.
Is that what Disney's
and all that
saying,
stuff.
The Tampa Bay Rays?
Well, actually, yeah. I think that's an interesting point with Disney thing? Because I had Disney open during COVID and we made them a fortune and we saved a lot of jobs. You had Disney closed inexplicably for over a year. You were not following science. You were a lockdown governor. You did a lot of damage to your people. You had more kids locked out of school for a longer period of time in California than anywhere else in the country. It was the working class kids. It was the middle income kids. His kids were in private school. They were in class in person. He locked people out because of the teachers union. He is owned by the teachers union. You will never cross the teachers union.
This is just a lot of hot
lock, stock, and barrel.
Let's talk about COVID. Let's talk about your record on COVID. You passed an emergency declaration before the state of California did. You closed down your beaches, your bars, your restaurants.
False.
It's a fact.
The beaches
you had were not quarantines.
Closed. False.
You had quarantines. You had checkpoints all over the state of Florida. By the way, I didn't say that. Donald Trump laid you out on this. Dead to right. You
that's
did that.
True.
You followed science. You followed Fauci.
That's
Ron
not, that's not
he followed science.
That's not
he followed Fauci. You
and
were
why
promoting.
Did leave
hold
California
on. You were promoting
to
vaccines.
We were open.
You were promoting
we
vaccines.
Were
you even wore a mask in
we
September.
Were open.
Sean,
you were closed.
If it's okay with you, we'll do this.
Why were you closed
why don't we
for
do this
so
in a
long?
Way where we both can have
why were you closed for so long?
You on the issue of the extreme exception that you highlight as it relates to the issue of later term abortion, it's almost always because of a fetal anomaly, the life of the mother. And in those rare cases, I trust, and answer your question, I trust the mother and her doctor to make that decision.
So in other words, I want to be clear on this. If a woman and her doctor, for any reason.
Not for any reason.
No.
I'm asking. Extremely rare.
Should there
this
be.
This is a canard. I know where you guys are going, Sean. You're even uncomfortable
I'm asking,
with this whole issue. And I
watch your. I will
this
watch
is
your,
where you guys have
I'm
to
asking,
go to cover for the
should,
extreme
should there
anti-abortion
be,
agenda of Ron DeSantis.
Should there be.
Who's hurt your
would you support a ban on abortion in 7th, 8th, or 9th month?
I just answered the question.
If the mother's life
it
is not in jeopardy.
Extreme exception. People aren't going on and having abortions.
Should it be illegal
unless
then?
Something
if
devastating
rare,
has happened?
Should it be
it
illegal?
Should be up to the mother and her doctor and her conscience. And it
so
almost
the answer
always,
is no restriction.
I've already answered it.
All right, joining us now with his analysis, author of the bestseller, Come On Man. Anyway, Fox News contributor, Joe and media. I don't know. What do you say? Media Monitor. I mean, you're not like any of the other media guys. Look at the two. Did you see the two books that came out on Fox that neither one of them in their debut week sold 4,000? Humpty Dumpty's being a absolute disaster. Did you see that?
It is amazing that the aforementioned former CNN media correspondent, he was on multiple networks, primetime shows. They threw a book party for him where everybody shows up and gets all this hype. And he isn't even, we're only 2 weeks removed from when his book came out, Sean. He's not even in the top 1,000 rankings at this point.
Oh, he was at like last week, like 7,000. I mean, I'm like, wow. Okay, that is so beyond embarrassing. I think I'd literally put my head in the sand and never take it out again.
It's been a tough go for Mr. Stelter at this point, because obviously getting fired from CNN, Harvard hired him to be a professor along with Bill de Blasio and Lori Lightfoot. So scratch that off as far as what schools my kids are going to. We're going down south. I want the warm weather and the SEC football anyway. But imagine this. He loses his job, then he writes this book about Fox that has complete and total fabrications in them based on sources that I doubt even exist, and it goes to his credibility. When you can't even break the top 100 with all those TV appearances they did to promote the book, that tells you that people aren't buying what he's selling.
I mean, and you're right. I mean, it was all over the media. Print media seemed to love it because it's an anti-Fox book, just like they love the Michael Wolff book. You know, I never read these books. I just, people will send me a picture of a page or an excerpt that has something to do with me, and I'll peruse it and just throw it in the garbage. I'm like, none of this is true. I'm like, they just print this stuff or make this stuff up. It's pretty amazing. Listen, I just want you to be blunt. I don't care what the grade is. What did you think of the debate? I love your thoughts. It rated very well last night, and I'm happy about that part of it, especially up against the Cowboys that had a great game down to the wire, and the finale of The Golden Bachelor that's been rating through the roof. So, you know, we were up against pretty stiff competition, but I'm really happy with how it came out. But it's not why I do this. I do it because I love my country, and I think this is an important discussion for the country. And that was my real motivation from the get-go. What were your thoughts?
This was unprecedented. This was history. We have not seen two governors from major states, one of which is not even, you know, at least officially, a presidential candidate in Gavin Newsom. And you see a debate like this that was based on policy, based on data, the things that are important to people in California, Florida, and the rest of the country, boiling down to one simple question. Do you want this country, the United States of America, to look like California, or do you want it to look like Florida? And what I was telling Dana Perino earlier when we were discussing the debate and everything that went on, I said, I just wish I could see this more, that it sets some sort of precedent where I could have Glenn Youngkin, Republican, Virginia governor, taking on Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat, Michigan, or Brian Kemp, Georgia, Republican, taking on J.B. Pritzker over in Illinois, Democrat. Wouldn't it be great if this became a regular thing, like town halls would become a regular thing? But Gavin Newsom, this is where I give him credit. He has the moxie and the ego and the confidence to do a debate like this that almost no other Democratic governor would even think of doing, because they don't have the facts on their side. And that's what I came away with.
All right, quick break. More with Joe Concha on the other side. 800-941-SEAN. Our number this Friday. We'll get to your calls as we continue. Straight ahead, 800-941-SEAN, our number.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and all their ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, as we continue, Joe Concha with us, Fox News contributor and author of the bestseller, Come On, Man. The way I approached this, Joe, was very simple, and I told each side how I would approach it. I was very transparent. I said, it's going to be the fundamentals. I want this to be about a debate about the issues that impact the people in their respective states, but it's also every state. I think people forget that, you know, state laws, state regulations, you know, state policy, local government, state government, it can have a much greater impact on our day-to-day lives than anything that happens in Washington, D.C. That to me is why it was important. Now, whether we were talking about COVID policy or immigration policy or economic policy or taxation, you know, I can run the gamut here. Every single one of those issues we were delving into. Now, I did the amount of work and fact checking that went into that debate was so intense. I can't even describe it to you because I knew if I got one thing wrong, I'd get hammered. The only thing I've gotten hammered on is the fact that I brought up the truth. They're not questioning the facts that I put on the screen because I felt I had a duty to my audience, as always, to get the facts right. And we did, and no one's complaining about that. You know, you're just hearing some whining and complaining from people on the left, I think, because maybe they didn't feel that the facts were on Gavin's side.
And Gavin didn't exactly tell the truth throughout this debate. I mean, he said, and I'm quoting here, quote, "It's a factual lie that the state of California has the highest tax rates." It's like, well, no, you go by the Tax Foundation and it shows that California is among the very highest in terms of taxation and Florida is among the lowest. Obviously, they don't have a state income tax. So probably more people want to live in a state like that than California, where it's 13.3%. So when he said that, I just kind of shook my head and said, oh, my goodness. I mean, he can't possibly believe that. But when he accused DeSantis of being a, quote, lockdown governor and claimed that DeSantis kept the state closed too long, I remember the media coverage of DeSantis when he reopened beaches and businesses, and he was getting killed for it. There was literally a guy walking around on CNN dressed as a Grim Reaper accusing DeSantis of killing people for reopening businesses. Turns out he was right. While California, as recently as 2022, just last year, still had a mask mandate in place that Gavin Newsom did not follow at the French Laundry restaurant, did not follow at the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. So when he said those things, again, data and argument was on DeSantis's side. And obviously, I think a lot of people probably came away with this and said, yeah, I'd rather my country resemble Florida a lot more than California, based on economy and crime and education, immigration, a big, big component there as well, and all the other things that were talked about. But it was focused on policy, and it wasn't the food fight that I think some people were hoping for. Yeah, they got a little personal at times, but it was certainly civilized, and I commend both men for that.
I look, I'm with you. I think that more of this rather than less would be a good thing. Anything that you saw that or maybe you wanted to see that you didn't see?
Let me think about that. Anything I saw that anything I wanted to see that I didn't see. All the topics were solid, because you look at Gallup and what's most important to voters in terms of priorities, and you covered the top seven. So I can't say that didn't happen. I wish it could have gone longer, quite frankly.
It almost did.
Really? Well, now, did Mrs. Newsom stop the debate? I keep reading that, but I want to see if you could confirm that or not.
I'm only going to say somebody came in and was very vocal. I don't know who it was. I didn't see it. So I've read what you have read. I'll be honest. Lovely, lovely. First person, I think they call her, in California. I want to get it right. I want to say it the right way.
Oh God.
But but whatever. She's a great mom, great person, wonderful family. I thought it was interesting when Ron DeSantis said, "Yeah, your in-laws live in my state. They left your state to live in mine and donated to his campaign." I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that was a zinger. The poop map obviously was very telling, given the homeless poverty situation in San Francisco. So sometimes you walk away with debates, and you have one or two lines that really stick out, right? Obviously, Lloyd Benson with Dan Quayle. You're no John F. Kennedy, right? Or obviously Reagan with Mondale saying he's not going to allow his opponent's age to dictate youth and experience, I believe is what he said, decide what's going to happen. And obviously here, I think the poop map, certainly that's the image that you see the most. But here's my fear, Sean, that next year we may not have any general election debates between the GOP nominee, who looks like it's going to be Trump, and Joe Biden, because the RNC is already saying we don't want to do any debates that are handled by the current Commission on Presidential Debates. And then I could totally see Biden doing this, that Trump is beneath him, and it's beneath the presidency to allow Donald Trump to have such a stage with Joe Biden, and I can see him backing out the same way Katie Hobbs backed out against Carrie Lake. And that's my fear, that debates are going to become more of the exception than the norm, and we can't have enough debates in this country, in my opinion.
I kind of agree with you, and even if times if they get a little messy or loud or interruptive, I let the people decide what they want to see, but clearly there was interest in it. Anyway, Joe, we always love having you. Joe Concha, author, bestseller, Come On Man, Fox News contributor. Joe, thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Have a good one.
800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
This is the best of the best. This is the Sean Hannity Show. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.